What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It's Monday, August 31st, 2020, start of a brand new week. And hopefully we're not going to have the gremlins hit us that hit us on Friday. And we still don't know exactly what happened. But Dave and I spent the weekend going through cables and trying to figure out what was going on. But so far, so good. We've been running our little system here for about 2.5 hours this morning. And so far, no problems. So we should be able to get through the show without any problems. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about news for about the first half hour of the show. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for everybody to pile on in with your comments, questions, and observations. Mike is in our control room keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right into it. Okay. We did have major internet problems over the weekend. I don't know if it had anything to do with what we experienced on Friday, but U.S. internet service provider CenturyLink suffered a major technical outage on Sunday after a misconfiguration in one of its data centers created havoc all over the internet. I remember at one point I had trouble getting through to the Washington Post server. Anyway, due to the technical nature of the outage involving both firewall and BGP routing, the error spread outward from CenturyLink's network and impacted other internet service providers, ending up causing connectivity problems for many more of the companies. The list of tech giants who had services go down because of the CenturyLink outage includes big names like Amazon, Twitter, Microsoft, Xbox Live, EA, Blizzard, Steam, Discord, Reddit, Hulu, Duo Security, Imperva, Namecheap, OpenDNS, and many more. Well, that would have explained why I couldn't get to the Washington Post, because I was using OpenDNS. All righty. There has been a shooting of a Trump supporter at the Portland riots. Let's call them what they are here. A guy by the name of Jay Bishop was wearing a Prayer Patriots hat and shirt, and apparently was literally, he and a friend were literally stalked by leftist demonstrators before he was killed. The family has set up a GoFundMe. Trump is already out there, you know, expressing his regrets. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, because it reveals the kind of people they are, the left-wing people are out there saying, good, we've killed another fascist. And they're just celebrating that this guy got killed. And it's just out there. Anyway, Democrat Ted Wheeler is blaming Trump for the Portland violence after this protester got killed. Don't forget, this is the guy who rejected Trump's National Guard offer last week. So Portland's Democratic mayor blamed President Trump on Sunday for the violence in Portland after a right-wing protester was murdered last night. Wheeler's attempt to deflect blame comes after he told Trump last week to stay away following the president offering federal assistance to end the violence in the city. What has been going on? 94, 95 days now? The mayor can't get it under control. It's time for the feds to step on in here. Anyway, NPR is out there saying that declaring Portland unrest a riot might actually be racist, and you shouldn't use that word, you know, because riot's going to be seen as racist. I don't think so. I mean, riots, as far as I can tell, are covering all races, creeds, colors, and genders and orientations and everything. A riot is a riot is a riot. Now, Joe Biden fails to condemn Antifa and Black Lives Matter by name for the repeated violence and is trying to suggest that Trump's own supporters were responsible for the death of the Trump supporter with the Prayer Patriot hat on it. And that's really, really out there. So anyway, Biden failed on Sunday to condemn two far left groups, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, for repeated violence that has happened over the summer. Biden's failure to condemn the two far-left groups by name came as he released a statement on the shooting that happened in Portland last night that resulted in a Trump supporter being murdered. Apparently down in Los Angeles, there's a report that shots were fired at a pro-Trump caravan in an L.A. suburb in Woodland Hills, which is an upscale neighborhood. And the suspect is on the run after a standoff with the police. The incident unfolded about 11:30 a.m. local time in the 2600 block of Ventura Boulevard as the torrent of cars with Trump supporters was streaming past Woodland Hills, a neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley region of Los Angeles, California. I've been down that way many times myself. All righty. Pardon me. Following the shooting death of a Trump supporter in Portland, Democrats have taken to acknowledging increasing violence at protests across the country, but continue to try and lay the blame at the feet of President Donald Trump. Many Democrats made it clear through Sunday interviews they believe President Trump is to blame for increasingly violent protests across the country. Okay, I have long condemned looting, violence, threats, but let's take a step back. This isn't just happening in one place. It's happening all over the country. It's happening under Donald Trump's watch, Senator Amy Klobuchar told ABC News on Sunday morning. The senator was reacting to a clip of a speech where the president called out protesters who harassed his supporters, leaving the Republican National Convention. One of these supporters was activist Brendan Straka, who claimed he and his colleagues were assaulted and even captured video of the demonstrators hurling homophobic slurs at him. All righty. A St. Louis police officer was shot in the head while responding to the city's south side remains in critical condition, but the gunman who shot him and one other officer was finally arrested after a 12-hour standoff. All right. Both Trump and Biden are out there campaigning today. Biden is on Fox News right now, as a matter of fact, saying violence will not bring change. So he's trying to walk a very fine line, you know, of not condemning Black Lives Matter and Antifa, who form part of their voter base. But on the other hand, he's trying to avoid the Democrats looking like they want this chaos in the streets. Of course, they want the chaos in the streets. That's the only thing they've got to blame Trump for, you know. The COVID-19 has burned out. People don't care about that anymore. The economy is showing signs of recovery. All they've got left is chaos in the streets. Oh, it's got to be Trump's fault. He's in charge. And yet, as we reported over in Portland, Trump's offer of sending in the National Guard was rebuffed by the Democratic mayor. So the president is out there warning, if the left gains power, they will demolish the suburbs, confiscate your guns, and appoint justices who will wipe away your Second Amendment and other constitutional freedoms. And yes, that is the way the left tends to talk about these things. They're control freaks over there in the Democratic liberals. They want to control everything. They want to control what medicines you take, what food you eat, what food you can't eat. They want to take away the guns so you'll do as you're told. Now, C-SPAN opened up their phone lines, and they got a remarkable number of Democratic viewers called in the previous night declaring their support for Donald Trump in the upcoming 2020 election. I'm a longtime Democrat born and raised. After watching tonight, I've made up my mind. I'm definitely going to vote for Donald Trump, said one of the many voters who dialed in. There were so many callers defecting from the Democratic Party that C-SPAN changed their phone line labels. Anyway, President Trump gets a huge bump from the Republican National Convention. Polling shows the President Trump is way up in polls, the overall vote, Electoral College, and swing states. Again, depending upon who you ask, the pro-Biden polls still show him 6 points ahead, but it's dwindling rapidly to the point where Michael Moore, the filmmaker who correctly predicted that Trump was going to win in 2016, says he's on course to send Biden down to defeat in November. Meanwhile, an Iowa judge has ordered a local county auditor to invalidate 50,000 absentee ballot requests, agreeing with the Trump campaign argument that a local elections commissioner broke the law by pre-filling the applications with voters' personal information. That's a tacky no-no. You're not supposed to do that. Judge Ian Thornhill ordered Linn County Auditor Joel Miller to notify the affected voters in writing that their absentee ballot requests cannot be processed because they should not have been pre-filled with their personal information. The impacted voters would have to fill out new requests or vote in person on election day. Miller said he would comply with the order and send new blank forms to the voters in September. Already they're playing games, and the Trump campaign has filed similar challenges in other counties in Iowa. Turning to the domestic protests here, college football teams cancel practice as the Jacob Blake protests spread to universities. So maybe they'll change their mind and come on back the way the NBA did. Here in Indiana, Representative Jim Banks, who's a Republican, introduced a House bill last week that would render those convicted of vandalism and violent looting during a protest ineligible for federal unemployment money, which have been enhanced in the wake of COVID-19. The Support Peaceful Protest Act would also require those convicted to providing restitution for the cost of federal policing in a sum to be determined by the court. Over in Washington, D.C., an unnamed speaker was haranguing the crowd Saturday night, saying that he was ready to put police in the blanking grave. The unnamed speaker could be heard saying that he wanted to take his grievances to the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives, and he even said he was ready to burn down the White House. We're heading in a bad, bad direction. Over in Pacific University, staff psychologist Dr. Shirley Lay is hosting a weekly webinar series called Rising from the Margins. Lay said the platform is dedicated to those who've been perceived as inferior or less worthy due to their background. And she came out and said, every white person in this country is racist. Not that we're dealing in generalities or anything tacky like that. And on Saturday, there was a massive Trump vehicle parade through Portland, Oregon. And for the record, there's never been a boat or car parade for Joe Biden that anybody knows of. For the past 3 months, Portland has come under nightly attacks by far-left Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters. During the Trump vehicle parade, several leftists positioned themselves on at least one overpass and launched projectiles at the passing pro-Trump vehicles. They were so proud of their lawlessness that they even filmed it. Over in Minneapolis, Officer Derek Chauvin has asked the judge to dismiss the George Floyd murder charges because he died due to the drugs in his system and not the officer's knee on his neck, as prosecutors say the cops inflicted gratuitous pain. So on Friday, an attorney for Chauvin filed a motion in the court that argued there was no probable cause to support the second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges pinned to his client. The motion claimed that Floyd's death was caused by drugs in his system, not Chauvin pressing his knee to Floyd's neck for an extended period. The father of a teenager shot dead in Seattle within an autonomous protest zone that formed inside the city is seeking $3 billion in damages from the state and local government, accusing them of permitting a state of lawlessness. Horace Lorenzo Anderson, 19, was shot and killed in the early hours of June 20th within the Capitol Hill protest zone known as CHOP, or the Capitol Hill Organized Protest. Marcel Levin Long has been charged with his murder, but has not been arrested. Okay, now, this is the camel's nose under the edge of the tent here. California has the Senate has given near final legislative approval for a proposal that sets up a task force that will decide how to pay compensation, reparations for slavery. And I think this is very, very dangerous. It's a very, very dangerous precedent. For one thing, as I recall, and maybe my history is a little fuzzy here, feel free to call and correct me, I don't think California was a slave state prior to the Civil War. So anyway, there's a whole slew of articles out there that look at the future of our country with a great deal of negativity, and I'm going to give you some examples. From PatriotRising.com, there's an article, Barbarians at the Gates, Is Our Great Republican Danger of Falling? And it says, what Americans seem to have lost is hope, and I think that's intentional. The media on every channel beats the public down with talk of sickness, possible school closures, the economy, riots, violence, and politics. There never seems to be any good news, and all the while, everyone is told to stay home whenever possible, while protesters are told that their actions are patriotic and in some cases necessary to get their point out. Good people are living in fear while the cities are in free fall. So, of course, they feel helpless and at the mercy of their elected officials. Speaking out is not only not good, it's going against the grain. Americans are told to not question what's happening. Just shut up, put on your mask, and do as you're told. By the way, there were 10 fatalities in Chicago over the weekend, for those of you keeping score. Another article, this one coming from PatriotRising.com. These people want to convince everyone that looting is A-okay. And it says, what happens when more business owners decide that if the police aren't going to protect their property, they'll protect it themselves? What happens when they take away the joyousness of looting? What happens when the rational people of the United States of America say that's enough and back it up? Because that's exactly what's going to happen. It did happen back during the Rodney King riots, when the police ran like heck. Those people who'd been prudent enough to acquire firearms, you know, with the 15-day waiting period before the ammo ban, you know, protected their property, protected their stores. I remember seeing this one video of a Korean gentleman up on the roof of his store with an AR-15, keeping the mobs away. Another article, this one from Unz.com, called It's Simply, It's Gonna Blow. Ooh, boy, she's ready to explode. Go high order. Smoking ruins, dead bodies, seething hatreds, and a country that can't be put back together. It may not happen, but she looks ready. No one is in charge of this collapsing shell game of a country. In Louisville, hundreds of armed blacks threatened to burn the blank down, meaning Louisville, if they don't get their way. All cringe before them with reason. They have guns. Larger numbers marched in Georgia, armed, ready to rock and roll. Black Lives Matter says it will go into the suburbs to get whitey. Who will stop them? Not the government. It fears them. Weimar, Kentucky, an American Free Corps. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, Democrat-run counties across the U.S. are encouraging illegal immigrants to take the census to gain seats in Congress. Now, the census is supposed to be a count to establish congressional districts. That's what it says in the Constitution. Implicit in that is that only legal U.S. citizens are allowed to take the census. But the Democrats are getting the illegals to fill out the census forms to run up the numbers so that they can have more congressional districts. They're cheating. They're cheating the system from top to bottom, from left to right. All right, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's still out there. The CDC has come on out with new figures showing that in 94% of the cases of those who are listed as having died from COVID-19, another disease was also at work on the victim. 94% of COVID deaths had an underlying condition. Only 6% died of COVID-19 itself. So that's how they were running up the numbers. And don't forget, those COVID tests have a lot of false positives. And in one case, the PCR test, it's testing for a segment of DNA we naturally have in our bodies from birth. Now, the story, this one coming out of Daily Mail in Great Britain, up to 90% of people diagnosed with coronavirus may not be carrying enough of it to infect anyone else. This, according to the latest studies, the experts are saying the tests are simply too sensitive. Now, they've discovered a new mutated coronavirus strain. It's 10 times more infectious, but less deadly. They've discovered it in Indonesia as COVID-19 cases surge in the country. Over in New York, the state liquor authority has banned dancing in bars and weddings in an effort, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Okay, pardon me. It looks like Governor Andrew Cuomo isn't done banning all sorts of events in New York. On Thursday, August 20th, the New York State Liquor Authority announced that dancing is no longer allowed in bars and restaurants throughout the city to prevent the further spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. Aside from banning dancing in bars and restaurants in New York, dancing has also been prohibited at wedding receptions. The city's liquor authority continues to declare a war on fun, enumerating other activities that are now banned during the pandemic, particularly cornhole, darts, exotic dancing, karaoke, and pool. Comedy shows have been banned in the city to encourage social distancing and prevent the spread of infections. What a dull place to live. No wonder people are leaving. People are leaving New York. I mean, the moving companies are doing a land office business. Trucks are rolling and people are getting out there. Hawaii is rolling out mandatory COVID-19 testing checkpoints on the H3, which is a major Oahu highway. It cuts right through the middle of the island of Oahu, with mandatory vaccines and quarantine camps soon to follow. One of the reasons why I'm glad we're now in Indiana here. Okay, Robert Kennedy Jr. is over in Berlin talking about vaccines and setting up Children's Health Defense Europe with organizers Dr. Heiko Schoening, MD, and attorneys Marcus Haintz and Rolf Karpestein. And apparently they drew a crowd of 1 million people. He spoke near the Brandenburg Gate, where his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, gave his famous Ich bin ein Berliner speech in 1963. RFK Jr. spoke today to the largest crowd in German history, 1 million people from every nation in Europe, protesting Bill Gates' biosecurity agenda, the rise of the authoritarian surveillance state, and the pharma-sponsored coup d'etat against liberal democracy. Berlin, wir fahren nach Berlin. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in a perpetual fundraiser, and we need your help to stay on the air and keep doing what we're doing, which is get the information that you need to make good decisions with. And we really need your help. We don't have large corporations sending us lots of money, along with requests that we treat certain stories certain ways. We don't have any philanthropists who feel that truth-telling deserves any kind of financial support. So we need your help, and we need it now. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, turning to the international news now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending arms sales to Saudi Arabia even after a damning watchdog report on Yemen. And apparently the watchdog report said the State Department failed to, quote, fully assess, end quote, the risk of civilian deaths in war-torn Yemen. Pompeo said that his department did everything by the book in regards to arms sales to Riyadh in May of 2019. I am proud of the work that my team did. We got a really good outcome. We prevented the loss of lives, he claimed. That's a bit of a stretch. How do you prevent losses of lives by pouring weapons into a war zone? Anyway. Tanks move to Minsk as police hold back a massive protest at the gates of the Lukashenko residence. Defying a security service's crackdown, tens of thousands of protesters demanding that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko step down engulfed the center of Minsk once again. This time on the occasion of the now 66-year-old leader's birthday on Sunday, tens of thousands were seen marching on the presidential residence. So things in Ukraine are definitely still going. Turkey intercepts six Greek F-16 jets in the Mediterranean as tensions rise. Turkey said on Saturday it will hold military exercises off northwest Cyprus for the next 2 weeks, 2 days after it intercepted six Greek F-16 fighters in the Mediterranean amid growing tensions with Athens over energy exploration rights. Video footage posted by the Turkish Defense Ministry on Friday purportedly showed Turkish Air Force planes preventing the Greek aircraft from entering the area where Turkey was operating. The F-16s had departed from the island of Crete and were heading towards southern Cyprus, the statement said. All righty. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has issued a decree Sunday appointing a new cabinet without changing the heads of so-called sovereign portfolios. Days after confirming Hussein Arnos as the country's premier, the decree, published on the president's social media channels, keeps the head of the Foreign Affairs, Defense, Interior, Economy, and Information Ministries in their current posts, but changes those in charge of 12 other cabinet portfolios, including the Ministries of Finance, Energy, and Public Health. The 29-minister government, which includes three female ministers, is the fifth to be formed since the outbreak of Syria's civil war in 2011. It came as Syria grapples with a grinding economic crisis, a spiraling coronavirus outbreak, and continued violence in the country's north. Here's an article from the American Conservative, and it asks a very pointed question. Are we deliberately trying to provoke a military crisis with Russia? Tensions are becoming dangerous in Syria and on Russia's back doorstep. A dangerous vehicle collision between U.S. and Russian soldiers in northeastern Syria on August 24th highlights the fragility of the relationship and the broader test of wills between the two major powers. A sober examination of U.S. policy toward Russia since the disintegration of the Soviet Union leads to two possible conclusions. One is that U.S. leaders in both Republican and Democratic administrations have been utterly tone-deaf to how Washington's actions are perceived in Moscow. The other possibility is that those leaders adopted a policy of maximum jingoistic swagger intended to intimidate Russia, even if it meant obliterating a constructive bilateral relationship and eventually risking a dangerous showdown. Washington's latest military moves, especially in Eastern Europe and the Black Sea, are stoking alarming tensions. All right, you remember those four ships that were seized in the Caribbean? That were then diverted to Texas. Well, apparently a legal battle over one of those ships full of gasoline has ended with court approval to sell it to Colmar Americas for $2.75 million, which is less than half its current market value. The gasoline at one point was suspected of heading for Venezuela in violation of U.S. sanctions. The gasoline originated in Panama, and the company that chartered the ship officially was to send it to Aruba. The ship's owner, however, said they thought the ship was going to transfer the gasoline offshore to a ship operated by the Venezuelan oil company. So, the U.S. Navy has sent yet another warship through the Taiwan Strait for the second time in 2 weeks, days after an American destroyer sailed near disputed South China Sea islands amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. Remember the end of last week, we were talking about how China said they had escorted a U.S. warship out of the area, and the U.S. military said no, it did not happen. Taiwan's defense ministry confirmed the operation on Monday amid rising tensions between China and the United States. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. And during the commercial break, I was watching the Fox News feed, and they're running a story how several states and cities are thinking about major tax hikes to cover their budget shortfalls caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. So basically, they order us to stay at home. Business suffers for it. Things get closed down. They're running out of money. So what are they going to do? They're going to raise taxes on people who are already struggling just to pay the rent. Now, the story is saying that the tax increases are going to be focused on the rich. That's not going to work. The rich are simply going to move to more tax-friendly places. And these states and cities are going to turn around taxing ordinary people again, because that's how it works. Anyway, getting on back to the international news here, the U.S. obviously does not understand law or the United Nations after thrice being defeated. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the United States has once again threatened to impose restrictions on anyone and any entity dealing with the Islamic Republic, despite being dismissed by the United Nations Security Council three times. Strike three and you're out, I thought. Anyway, after being thrice rejected by the Security Council, the U.S. is now threatening to sanction anyone that comes between the U.S. and its snapback, Zarif said in a post on his Twitter account on Friday. So the U.S. is basically going rogue. The Security Council said no, and the U.S. said, well, we're going to do it anyway. That's a good definition of, or a good illustration of going rogue. Meanwhile, the U.S.-China game of chicken in the South China Sea does nothing to solve the dispute. It's a mindless and dangerous escalation. The dispute has escalated in the past days and weeks, with the U.S. slapping sanctions on Chinese officials and companies involved in the construction of several man-made islands in the region, and the U.S. and China's militaries facing off in increasingly provocative and confrontational encounters. Just insane here. Fresh clash erupts between Indian and Chinese troops in Pangong Tso. India and China have been at a border standoff along the 4,057-kilometer line of actual control since the last week of April. The violent face-off between the troops of the neighboring countries in Pangong Tso is 15 June left 20 Indian Army soldiers dead, resulting in a series of disengagement talks at the diplomatic and military level. The Indian Army has revealed that fresh clashes erupted between the troops of China and India during the night on the 29th of August, when the People's Liberation Army carried out provocative military movements in the eastern Ladakh region. On the night of August 29th and 30th, People's Liberation Army troops violated the previous consensus arrived at during military and diplomatic engagements during an ongoing standoff in eastern Ladakh, and carried out provocative military movements to change the status quo, said Colonel Aman Anand, PRO Army. Now, you probably saw on TV today they were doing a big deal about how Jared Kushner was on this first commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. What they're not reporting is that there were several explosions in Dubai and Abu Dhabi before that plane landed. One person has been killed and several people injured in two separate explosions in the United Arab Emirates capital, Abu Dhabi, and its tourism hub, Dubai. The incidents came as the first direct flight between Israel and the United Arab Emirates entered the Saudi airspace before landing in Abu Dhabi, which was hit by a rear blast shortly before the arrival of U.S. and Israeli officials. It appears that not all Emiratis are really happy with the UAE's rapprochement with Israel. Okay, Israel admits its troops are planting IEDs in a Palestinian town. And they talk about the 7-year-old Palestinian boy was walking with his mother just outside the West Bank village of Kafr Qadum, a few miles to the west of the city of Nablus. We reported on this last week, where the boy fortunately was not injured. It turns out, however, somebody was injured because they summoned a relative to investigate this strange orange and black package held down with rocks. The man unfortunately picked up the package and shook it and exploded, injuring his face and hands. Along the popular path, they found another device, this time photographing it and throwing stones at it until it too exploded. So the Israeli forces are planting IEDs. Now, an Israeli tanks hit Hamas after balloon attacks from Gaza. The Israeli army says its tanks have hit Hamas targets in Gaza Strip on Sunday after Palestinian balloon attacks across the border continued. Now, interestingly enough, today, Hamas is saying that they have reached a ceasefire agreement with Israel. We'll see how long that that's going to hold. But good if they have. Besides Netanyahu's got other things to worry about. There were 20,000 people showed up at an anti-Netanyahu protest, including 200 Hasidim. Jerusalem demonstration ends largely peacefully, which, if CNN's reporting it, means everything's on fire. And apparently thousands of Israelis took part in nationwide protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday evening, with the largest gathering taking place in Jerusalem, where demonstrators have staged weekly rallies across from the premier's residence. Some 200 Bratslav Hasidim joined the Jerusalem rally, angry at a government policy aimed at preventing their traveling to Uman, Ukraine, for an annual pilgrimage at the gravesite of a venerated rabbi. Turning to the economic news, Tennesseans begin receiving a $900 LWA unemployment payment, so good for them. Gold is rebounding on the weak dollar, with investors weighing Fed policy. Wall Street analysts are predicting a Trump victory and telling people to invest accordingly. And they had a bad day on the Dow, by the way. Not jump out of the window bad, but still bad. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again. The New York City exodus. Fleet of moving trucks arrive in the Upper West Side, and dozens wait in line to hire U-Hauls as residents reeling from lockdown and the surge in homeless people call it quits, along with all the other restrictions that are going on there. New York is not a fun place to live anymore. Top Beijing official warns Chinese consumers will abandon iPhones if the U.S. bans WeChat. In a rare comment about potentially boycotting American products, China's foreign ministry spokesman warned Friday, if the Trump administration goes ahead with a ban on the popular messaging app WeChat from mid-September on, then it would result in Chinese consumers ditching iPhones and other Apple products, which they're making them over there anyway. And with China's respect for intellectual property, they'll just start cloning them. If WeChat is banned, then there'll be no reason why Chinese shall keep iPhone and Apple products, Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian tweeted. We've talked about this already, but we're going to mention it again. There's been some really wicked weather all across the United States. I mean, we had the two hurricanes down there in the Gulf at the same time, wildfires out in the West, which is not really weather, but still it's in, you know, nature doing what nature does. And up in Iowa, their agriculture has just been trashed. First of all, by a major storm and by a mega drought, which is forming across the West, parts of the Midwest and in Texas. And they're starting to equate this with the 1930s Dust Bowl. So Iowa's corn industry is in chaos, and everything derived from that corn is going to go up in price. Animal feed's going to go up in price. Popcorn's going to go up in price. Moonshine's going to go up in price. And obviously, any corn-based products at the supermarket are going to see an increase in price in the very, very near future. Okay. author of the Harry Potter franchise has apparently returned the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award after the organization president called her statements transphobic. As part of her refusal to back down in her stance against aspects of transgender ideology, author J.K. Rowling humbly returned her 2019 Ripple of Hope Award to the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization after its president called her a transphobe. Now, all J.K. Rowling said was, men are men and women are women. And certainly that's true at the genetic level. All the makeup and surgery in the world is not going to change that. So I'm in agreement with J.K. Rowling on this one. All righty. This could have been a Darwin Award. Fortunately, nobody died. But apparently a North Carolina doctor, 66-year-old, was watching a movie on his smartphone while driving his Tesla on autopilot mode. And it crashed into a North Carolina police cruiser. There's a whoopsie for you. That autopilot mode is not really autopilot. You still got to be paying attention to the road here. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Call on in. Let's get you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Now, one of my favorite series on TV, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watch a lot of the so-called educational channels, and there's been this series, How the Universe Works. And it talks about the latest theories of cosmology. And they had an episode about how water was brought to the Earth by asteroids or comets. But there's a new study out by researchers saying that in point of fact, water was part of the planet Earth from the time our world first formed. And it didn't have to be brought here with comets and asteroids. Which, if you look at the volume of water that is turning up in the outer solar system, places like Enceladus and some of the other Jovian and Saturnian moons, which are thought to have oceans of liquid water under an ice crust. Water's just part of the universe. We've got a lot of it. We should be grateful for it. Anyway, SpaceX has launched the first southbound rocket from Florida since 1969, putting an Argentinian Earth observation satellite into polar orbit. This is the first time they've had a southbound rocket launch in more than 50 years. Now, Elon Musk is out there with yet another venture. He can't seem to steady down and focus on the Tesla or SpaceX or whatever. He's got a new project called Neuralink. And this is right out of William Gibson and Neuromancer, where they're going to have a chip that is actually inserted into your brain that allow you to interface with computers just directly with your minds. and he's demonstrated on pigs, and he appeals for human volunteers. I got to be honest. You know, I'm curious about that, how that would work. If I were younger and single, I might volunteer. All right, let's take a phone call here from Nathan in California. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I just wanted to talk to you real quick about the Rittenhouse shooting in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, the first thing you have to do when you want to see if something is real or fake, and this is what I did, you got to get a screen capture device. Now, you can do this on your Windows 10, or you can do what I've done. You can buy Bandicam for $39, and then you can create a square, and you can zero in on whatever, you know, thing that you want to do. So anyway, on Rittenhouse, I screen captured the actual shooting, you know, when he was shooting one guy, and then he shoots this guy in the arm.
Yeah.
So then after that, you take it and you put it in your Movie Maker app, whatever it is, and then you run it at half speed, you run it at a quarter speed, you run it at 1/8. Now, the first thing I noticed was when he shot the AR-15, there was no muzzle flash. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. The second thing I noticed on the left side, there appears to be a director jumping up and waving his left hand at the very moment that he shoots, you know. So there's a director on the scene coordinating all this stuff.
And, what makes you think he's a director?
Huh?
Because what makes you think he's a director?
He's
as opposed
up
to just somebody. Well,
no,
there's gunshots going off. I imagine a lot of people are jumping up and down.
No, he's jumping up, and he's got his left arm, and it's going over his shoulder, like, shoot, shoot now. You know, this whole thing with Rittenhouse was totally fake. I mean, this is just a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, the other thing that I noticed is, you know, the guy that had his arm shot.
Yes.
Well, you know, like in the Boston bombing, they have all these amputees. So with this guy, you know, he's shot in the arm. His arm isn't blown, you know, all the way back. And the thing that I noticed, he gets half of his arm blown off, but he's still able to hold on to the pistol. I mean, give me a break, you know. You're not going to be holding on to a pistol if you get half of your arm blown off. It's just ridiculous. And so, if you research a little bit about how they do these, you know, fake prosthetic arms, you can see that they have a formula with latex and silicone and fake blood.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the formula of how that stuff gets done. I would need to see the video clip that you produced in order to be able to comment on it.
I had a video clip over at another thing outside of YouTube, and just as I was up, and this had over 4,000 views, and just as I was uploading part two,
they shut
the site down, and it's just like, darn it. I don't know how many people have downloaded, you know, this stuff, but it clearly shows that this is, you know, the whole Rittenhouse thing was absolutely fake.
And well, my understanding is that one of the two people who was shot fatally, not the guy with the pistol, but one of the people who shot fatally, actually grabbed Rittenhouse's gun and tried to take it out of his hands, which, of course, if Rittenhouse had his finger on the trigger, would fire the gun. So it may have caused his own shooting.
Yeah. And the first guy that he shot, he had a, you know, kind of a hood on or whatever and a hole in it. And you only see it for a few seconds. But when you slow it down into slow motion, you know, there's no blood on this hole. There's nothing, absolutely, you know, nothing gushing out of him or whatever. It's just a little line of red. And that and that's it. So,
well, remember, you know, your idea of what happens when a bullet hits somebody has probably been shaped by watching movies and TV, which go for the spectacular, gushing, you know, exploding blood packs and everything.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, with an AR-15 and a .223 bullet, it's going to make a very, very small hole, and depending upon where that hole is, there may not initially be a lot of blood.
Well, I don't know. I heard that when an AR-15 hits you, it tumbles. That's after it's inside. After it's been what?
That's after it's inside your body. Listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call.
More phone calls
after these words from our sponsors.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Tom, are you there?
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, Mike, I just want to say what I was watching today. It was about Chicago and Lightfoot, I call her Beetlejuice. That was unbelievable what was going on. And so you had 48 shootings over there. What was it, 13 murdered? on a weekend.
10 was the number I heard.
What was that?
I said 10 was the number I heard.
Well, I just saw it on OAN. It was 13. They had 13 on there, so I don't know.
Okay.
These figures are all crazy. I don't know what it is. But the real reason I called, Mike, is what's going on with these athletes like LeBron and all these athletes, like their gods, and the other guys in the league got to shut their mouth. Because if the superstars say something, they got to get on their knees and say, yes, master. But like LeBron and all these guys that are getting multi-million dollar contracts are telling these other guys, Englings, what to do. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. Sports is just totally political, politicized right now. Sports world, it's horrifying. NFL, all of them. NBA is terrible. And I think right now that, I think right now, Mike, seriously, I think you're going to lose 80-90% of the viewership. They even said people are not even watching golf hardly anymore because Tiger Woods ain't there. They're not, I mean, you know what? That's going to happen to the rest of these sports franchises. I think boycott them all for the next 10 years. Most of the games are fixed anyway. I think they seem like they're rigged to me. What do you think, Mike?
Well, you know, if you remember the story of the Chicago Black Sox, yeah, rigging of sports events to make money in the off-track betting or the off-venue betting, that's something organized crime tends to do. Can you try and put the microphone of your telephone closer to your mouth?
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike. Also, what's going on here is with Pam Bondi here in the state of Florida, the ex-attorney general. They had her
yes.
in a Sunday paper here in the Herald. And let me tell you, she's really exposing Biden and Hunter Biden for how much, and his brothers, how many millions and millions, multiple millions of dollars these people are getting from the government. Bumbling Biden's getting all this money. How is this possible? The brother's building houses in, what was it, Iraq or somewhere? He never knew nothing about construction or nothing. So, you know, Mike, I just don't understand it. You know, this guy, the brother don't know nothing about construction, yet he's getting all this money. Millions and multiple millions of dollars. And Hunter, it's unbelievable. It really is. So I don't know if you heard about that with Pam Bondi.
I'd heard a little bit about it, but, I mean, there's something very shady about the whole Biden family.
It's totally shady, Mike. And they're getting away with, hundreds of millions of dollars, it seems like, according to Pam Bondi. I don't know what to think about that. And if she's telling the truth there, I don't see why she has a reason to lie. To me, it's kind of frightening how these crooked politicians like Pigs Pelosi are getting away with looting California, San Francisco. It's crazy.
Okay, Tom, got to put you on hold. Yeah. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.